fault? It seemed as if defensively they were outstanding.
I mean, we definitely had sometimes tough tasks moving the ball. I mean, every time we get the ball, we want to put points up on the board. But you got to give credit to Denver. They're a good team. They're a very solid defense. They got great players on their side. They just made more plays than us. But we just got to do a better job.
Physically, you went down. Were you cramping? I saw massage, water, or any other.
Yeah, I was cramping. I was actually just kind of disappointed in myself at that moment. I don't know exactly why I was cramping. I prepared this game like I have every other game, with hydration-wise and all that. But it just got to me. But I had to fight through it. The trainers did a great job. I had just pounded a couple of bottles of water on the sidelines. I kind of felt really full at some point. But I battled back through it. And just as an athlete, you just don't want that to happen. And I'm definitely, going to take that in consideration down the road to make sure stuff like that doesn't happen again in the games. But I just did this time. I mean, it was freaky that did. I mean, didn't happen all year, but battled through it, came back, and I was fine after I pounded a couple bottles of water.
You guys, three times, I think about the last 6 minutes of the game, got deep in Denver territory. How frustrating is it not those opportunities and just not catching?
It's always frustrating when you have an opportunity, we're in the red zone, and you just don't capitalize. What else can I really say about that? Definitely is, so we just got to go out there and just make more plays.
You know why? You guys have been so good in the red zone historically. You know what the issue was today?
It's football. They have a good defense. It's not like we're going out there and playing some defense that has nobodies on it. They got great players, and they just made more plays than us when they needed to.
Well, how physical were they at the line of scrimmage? It looked like they were trying to obviously disrupt your rhythm so Thompson could get rid of the ball.
As a defense, when I was lined up more inside, definitely jammed me a little bit. I haven't seen it all the time, but they did a good job at it, and I just got to figure out ways to get off it. But I did sometimes. You just got to deal with it. That's football.
You guys seemed to be dead and buried at a few different junctures, but actually came back and you were able to get within that two-point conversion to tie in the game. Was there ever a point where you felt as if, I don't know if we're going to be able to keep coming down?
What's that?
Bad question. You guys were really swimming upstream for a long time, but you hung in there and were able to get within that two-point conversion at the end.
Yes. I'm proud of this team. The defense, you got to give them a lot of credit. They did a great job today. Just throughout the whole season, throughout this game, you got to be proud to be on this team. Everyone fought, everyone battled, and everyone gave it all they got. I'm proud to be part of this season. It was a great season overall. And it just came down to that two-point conversion. And like I said, Denver made more plays than us.
Rob, I know what your mix is going to be, but I just wanted you to say, when you get within 2 points, you're lining up, in your head, definitely going to get that. You're going to go up and try to win the game. What are your thoughts at that moment?
My thoughts at that moment are get the mother F open. That's what I was thinking at the moment.
Thank you.
Rob, Steve Zaskowski, is taking a lot of heat. He's putting a lot of heat on himself. The guy hardly ever misses. He ever misses, and yet he missed today. And he didn't think that an extra point missed early in the game would cost him the game. But can you talk about your teammate?
Steven does a lot for this team.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Steven does a lot for this team, and I'm proud. He's proud. He's part of this organization. I love playing with him, and he definitely shouldn't put the heat on him. It's a team game. You win as a team, you lose as a team. It's not just one individual's fault. Just like I always said, Denver just made more plays than us. That's what it came down to. But you can't put it on the hands of Steve. There's no way.
It was pretty dangerous out there, Rob. It was pretty good that these guys were holding you at times, and the officials didn't call. How frustrated was that on the part?
I've been used to that all year, man. It happens. That's football. But got to do what I got to do to get open. They called, I think, one or two penalties, I think, in the holding. I mean, it was a good call on the one. He had my jersey. But overall, I mean, you just got to go out, execute as an offense, and not really worry about holding penalties and all that. You just got to go out and execute. What's up?
Tom threw it like sort of a Hail Mary to the post.
Was I held? I don't know. I felt like I was because I couldn't even jump. I felt like Akib had me. You know, he's going to probably text me later and be like, yo, I was holding you, Rob. But it's just, I felt like he was, but sometimes you go back and you look at it and he wasn't. So it is what it is, though. I mean, I think the ball was going out of bounds anyways, too, on that. But we fought on the next drive, and we did what we had to do to score. What kind of coverage was it? I think it was double. They had a guy outside, a guy inside, just made a move. I had a route to go either way. And when I saw the guy inside, guy outside, I was just like, screw it, I got to go. Whatever way it is, I went out. Tom just threw it up in the air and just had to go up and just make a play. What's that? I was aware of the end line. I mean, definitely don't want to get that close to it in a situation like that because you don't want to. That's like the last thing you want. You catch the ball, but you stepped out of bounds, so it doesn't count. So I was definitely aware of it and just knew I had to come down and not be in bounds. I mean, not be out of bounds on that. Thank you, guys.